Rochester police received permission to cover their names after harassment. By Kyle Morris on September 13, 2020. Rochester, New York, police officers have received permission to cover their name tags in an effort to avoid harassment from far-left protesters. Rochester Police Chief Lerone Singletary, who is set to retire soon, approved the move after protesters targeted a number of officers who shouted out their home addresses, the names of their children and their schools, and made phone calls to their parents. After the decision, a city council meeting with Democrat Mayor Lovely Warren and City Council Chief of Staff Robert Scanlon occurred. During the meeting, Scanlon fielded questions on the police. Scanlon read a response on behalf of Singletary. The past couple of months, officers' names have been researched by protesters to put personal information out to the public, putting the safety of their families in jeopardy, Scanlon said as he read Singletary's response. Officers have been allowed to remove their name tags in an effort to prevent their personal information from being spread on social media. WHAM 1180, a local radio station, reported on the harassment and stated that Deputy Chief Joseph Morabito had seen the harassment happen in real time. Chief Singletary says protesters are Googling officer names and spreading information about them and their families on social media. Deputy Chief Morabito says he has seen this happen in real time, with protesters calling family members of officers right in front of them and threatening to come to their homes. He says he personally gave his officers permission to cover their name tags. According to Mayor Warren, Singletary was unable to attend the meeting because he is working on a transition plan. Breitbart News reached out to the Rochester Police Department for more information, but did not receive an immediate response. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.